The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. Come on, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, you're more than welcome to get in. 713-780-3776. I got to get something here. I've got to get in on this, Lance, this stuff that you've been telling me about. That's important information. So, headlines. The Texans officially announced their coaching staff. Now, it's a bunch of big toe guys, pretty much. There are really, other than Pep Hamilton.
And Lovie Smith.
Well, and Lovie Smith, yeah. Obviously, Lovie Smith was a guy.
James Campen from Green Bay has a little bit of...
Yeah, you know, I know James Campen, but I would imagine...
Some people, yeah. I mean, a lot of people. Most people don't know position coaches anyway.
Oh, James Campen is a guy that was in Green Bay when I was there. He was their center when I was there. And now he's the offensive line coach. But, you know, we know who Tim Kelly is. They retained him. Frank Ross, Sean Baker, Andy Bischoff, Danny Barrett, Aleer Amini, Greg Jackson, Bobby King. It's a bunch of pretty much big toe guys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay as long as they can coach. I don't care. Right? Miles Smith, Dino Vasso. Dino Vasso sounds like a guy I could like.
Sound like you could do some business with him?
Right. Sounds like he's done some business out of the trunk of a car. To me, I don't know.
Okay.
But no, he sounds like...
But he will be a coach of your favorite football team.
That's right. Well, favorite is kind of a...
It is your favorite football team.
Yeah, it is. No, it's the... Well, it's the team I root for. It's not favorite much anymore.
Who's your favorite football team then right now? It's not the Texans.
Do I have to have one?
Sure. Doesn't have to be a team.
Is it the most likable team?
I didn't say that.
If it's your favorite, you gotta like them, right?
Not really. Who do you root for?
I root for the
Texans.
Above
anyone else.
The Texans.
All right, then there it is.
But that's not my favorite.
It is, unless you're right. You got like 8 college teams. I guess you could pick from one of them.
Okay, if it wasn't Miami and if it wasn't the Texans for me, which football team would you pick? That's the most fun to watch.
See, I would probably pick a quarterback I love watching.
Yeah.
I'd probably pick the Seahawks as long as Russ is there.
You pick the Seahawks,
really?
I like
watching Russell Wilson play.
You would pick the Chiefs?
Probably. I mean, they've got Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce. That's a fun team to watch. It's a fun offense to watch.
Yeah.
I used to say Seattle, but their defense sucks so bad. Green Bay's got, just because Aaron Rodgers.
I guess Tampa would be.
Not Ooh. Really for me. I'm kind of bored by Tampa. I tell you who's getting to be a little fun is actually Buffalo.
Buffalo is fun to watch.
Oh,
and I think Arizona's fun to watch.
By the way, the Buffalo Bills cut John Brown yesterday.
He didn't do much for them.
I'm just pointing out.
I know.
And they also the Saints, we were talking about them earlier, needing to make moves.
They cut their whole team?
They're in the process of doing that. But the latest cut... is Malcolm Jenkins, I believe. I saw that come across. No, it's not Malcolm. It's the other Jenkins.
Oh, the one. Yeah, nobody cares about that one.
Sure.
Except his.
Janoris. They cut Janoris Jenkins.
Yeah, nobody cares about that one.
It's a cornerback.
Yeah. Do you think Jack can get him here?
Janoris is not
I don't think he'd like that
character
Jenkins.
Guy.
I mean, Malcolm he would welcome. I don't think he'd welcome Janoris.
Janoris has some stuff in his background. Will not be a Texan.
You don't think he's going to be a Texan? I love that.
Of course, I said the same thing about Roby. I mean, Roby was just considered kind of a creep by some people. I talked to somebody who had an interview with him who said, that's the only guy I've ever said that is an a-hole in the meeting, and he hated him. Jenkins, I think, has some character background stuff. Roby just fell asleep at a stoplight one time.
That's not a big deal.
It's not great. Not great before the draft.
No. Ooh, wow. Well, looking at that. Some great stuff going on.
Are you looking at?
The Players Championship.
Oh, you're looking at golf.
I'm looking at golf.
That's a hate crime for this show.
I'm looking at my fantasy team. I'm disgusted with my whole life. So the Texans announced their Chris Sims feels like the Dolphins are all in on on Deshaun.
It's one of the most nonsense stories. Not because the Dolphins can't be all in, but who cares until the Texans tell us they are trading Deshaun.
Bears? What about the Bears, though?
Whatever. Who cares? Unless the Texans say, we're trading Deshaun, they can be all in. Fine. You know what? Deshaun spends a lot of time in Miami. Miami might be some, who was it, Jason McIntyre? The Dolphins are putting the full court press on. First off, they can't. That would be tampering because he's still under contract with someone else. And secondly, it doesn't matter what the Dolphins do. The Texans have to do something. Cut it out with your crappy stories.
Well, Juju wearing a Dolphins jersey and he put it.
I did see that. I was like, okay, sure. It doesn't matter. Juju
played a video game and made himself put himself in a Dolphins jersey.
Yeah. The other thing is what does Juju want? What is Juju Smith-Schuster at best of two, like a number two wide receiver?
Yeah.
And how much? But does Juju think of himself as a number two?
Well, but if you go get a one with the third pick and you get Juju,
I'm not saying the Dolphins can't load up, but would I want Kenny Galladay before I want Juju?
Yeah,
Kenny Galladay was hurt last
year. How much more expensive is Kenny Galladay?
These are the things you have to figure out. But Kenny Galladay, not known as a separator, but he's averaged almost 17 yards per completion per reception throughout his career. So that's a guy who makes big plays.
That's a big play guy.
Yeah, he's not known for speed, but still goes up and make plays. So maybe I would say Juju, could you? Show me what Kenny Galladay looks like in a Dolphin uniform first.
Yeah, but he did have Matthew Stafford throwing to him and not Tua, who sucks.
Well, yeah, Matthew Stafford, who won nothing.
Oh, yeah, Tua won something? Whatever.
Yeah, won a national title.
Stafford almost did.
No, he didn't.
Well, I mean.
Well, what? Jake Fromm almost did, but Matthew Stafford didn't.
Yeah, well, they're the same guy. 1080 ESPN 97.5. What else? Oh. Carlos Correa and Miles Straw are the leading candidates to lead off for your Houston Astros this season.
Carlos Correa led off yesterday, and Dusty talked about it. Sounds not ready yet, but he talked about how, yeah, he likes him. He could be the if I want to go with the George Springer type, I would go with Carlos. Or if we're talking about a different type, Miles Straw would be the answer.
I'm with Lance on this one. I think Tucker would make a better option, but. You know, we'll see. Carlos has got if Carlos gets back to 926 OPS guy.
You mean the one time he did it?
Yeah. If he gets back to that, now we're talking about in 110 games too, by the way, because he missed the rest of the season. Man, that was a beast, Carlos. But if he's 708 Carlos, nah.
You were when we were talking about this earlier, you talked about Carlos as a six hitter. What's his actual value in terms of contract? If he is a legitimate, however you rate that, leadoff hitter, how much does his value go up?
It goes up. Oh, are you kidding me? Look at what George Springer got. Now, George Springer proved it. Now, but Carlos has proved it in the postseason as well. George got a lot of his acclaim from his postseason,
that
right?
2017 and beyond.
But he was clutch. Now Carlos has been clutch. It's just this whole regular season thing that is just that's holding Carlos back to being an $11.7 million guy, as opposed to George Springer in the last year of his arbitration making 22,
and
almost double.
And Dusty tied in the George Springer thing and his, like I said, as his decision making is coming down to the wire about why Carlos Correa could be the leadoff hitter, and this is what he had to say.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm trying him there, and I talked to him about that. You know, so far the two leading candidates are probably him and Straw. And so, we'll see how it works out. You know, is he going to be a George Springer type, or do we go with the speed type? And so, that's to be determined, and I'm kind of, trying them both there to see how the lineup works out. I mean, you know, when George left, that's a big hole to fill. So, we'll see.
Yeah. No question that I think they're better if Carlos Correa is hitting and he's the leadoff guy. But all things equal, if they're both 350 on base guys, Carlos is a better option because of his OPS. They got some pop at the top of the order. We saw that. With George Springer. I don't think Carlos is a cleanup guy. I just don't. I thought Springer could be a cleanup guy, but I don't think Carlos is. I put Yord on there, or even Bregman or Yord on there before I put Carlos there. But you know, Carlos isn't a base clogger either. Carlos could get the job done. If Miles Straw is up there, though, if Carlos isn't hitting, if Carlos isn't getting on base, if he's not an on-base guy. Now, it may, putting Carlos at the top of the order, it did springboard George.
Yeah, maybe Carlos will see a different type of pitch.
Yeah, with all those guys behind him.
Yeah, it'll help him. Do you think Carlos went to Dusty, hey, I'm in a contract year. You want to put me up at the number one? I'm willing and able.
Yeah, it could well have. Maybe it was just Dusty's idea. Hey, we had George Springer last year.
That was a joke. Yeah, yeah. I imagine Dusty isn't taking.
If I was him, I would, though. I'd say, hey, put me at the top because I got all those guys behind me. As opposed to having Tucker and Yuli behind me.
Not seeing anything.
I've got Brantley, Altuve, Bregman, Yordan behind me.
Yeah, you don't want to put him on base. Not a noted base dealer, but he can move around the bases, as you mentioned. And you got guys behind him who are capable of driving him in. So you're not going to – you don't want to put him on base. He's going to see pitches. So hopefully it's kind of a jump start. I mean, do I need to go into – why are people so hyped up about Carlos Correa like I did with George Springer and see if it jump starts his career?
That's what you did in Boston, I remember.
Yeah. I was like, when is George Springer ever going to live up to the potential I've been hearing about?
No, he was a 256 hitter.
And now at he's – and now look
and now
at
he's
him.
Making 25 a year.
Yeah.
10-12 ESPN 97.5, just a segment away from Throw Shade Thursday. Who wants in? To think of your – your shade that you want to throw, mm-hmm. Bottom of the hour, we'll be doing that. How about the winter storm? McClenny, Mosley, and Associates are here for you. They are the large loss attorneys, largelossattorneys.com. They can help you with the best course of action against this insurance company. They will review your insurance policy and your claim for free. They will look at it. Then they can advise you on what your best course of action is. And then you can, you know, then you work out the deal. But if you're getting nowhere with the insurance company, you feel like the insurance company isn't coming through, you feel like the insurance company is trying to rip you off, which insurance companies will or want to do, well, all you got to do is go to largelossattorneys.com. Those people will get this job done for you. They will help you with those insurance companies because this is what they do every day. You don't, they do. Insurance companies do not like the large loss attorneys because the large loss attorneys get verdict after verdict after verdict, or they will get, even if it doesn't get to trial, they will get you the money that you deserve. All at largelossattorneys.com. That's largelossattorneys.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real. Fun. Sports. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Yeah, it looks like... Forrest Whitley is going to undergo Tommy John surgery. Done. Probably done till middle of next year. But boy, when he comes back, man, I'm looking forward to that. Dude is going to be lights out. Lights out.
Hmm. What makes you think that, John?
Because he's a great, great prospect.
How many total pitches have you seen Forrest Whitley throw?
In warm-ups?
Live.
No, and warm-ups I saw him. I saw him, and he looked really good. Actually, in a simulated game, remember when he throwing to hitters?
No, I don't remember. How many of those pitches have you actually seen?
No, I saw it. I saw him throw it, like two or three.
Oh, and he looked great.
He looked awesome. No, people were, I think he had put on a little weight. I think he stopped smoking weed.
Doesn't that mean you lose weight?
When you stop smoking weed, sometimes it goes the opposite way. You don't get the munchies late or what? If you don't get the munchies late.
As a non-weed smoker, I don't know.
Yeah. Sometimes it goes the opposite way.
Yeah. Some other news outside of Forrest Whitley.
Why?
I feel like it's not really news that Forrest Whitley isn't around. He's never around. He never contributes. Quickly, Duke out of the ACC tournament. They had their first Tier 1, and what they described that as is first coach or player to get COVID since this thing started, since the season started. Their first time they got a guy with COVID, and now they're out of the tournament, which means they're not making the NCAA tournament. So, Duke out.
And then we're going to play
Florida State.
Florida State.
Duke was playing well, outside of losing North Carolina, but they had played well in the tournament, so people thought they're getting hot. Anytime the blue blood plays well, people think they can go on a run. Florida State was a better team all year, but they're going to play them, and who knows? Then they a win there, who knows what happens? But nope, beat it. They get their first COVID.
Even with a win there?
They would have had to keep going.
Yeah.
They'd certainly at least make the final, but people thought they could have because of the talent on the squad, and they thought they were putting it together. COVID gets in the way, so Duke's out of the ACC tournament. And I guess Florida State gets a bye into the semifinal. And it's funny, Florida State was the last game that got canceled because Florida State was going to play Clemson last year, and they're on the floor to get ready, and then all hell broke loose, and they just started canceling games. So Florida State's kind of used to this. But we'll see. Duke out.
Yeah, they played Louisville last night, so okay, they're out.
Yeah.
Are they in the is Louisville in the tournament?
We talked about this.
I think Louisville's a bubble team, aren't they?
Yes, and getting smoked by Duke ain't going to help. But I think the ACC, with Syracuse winning, the ACC may get eight teams despite being mediocre. Really being a mediocre conference, but Syracuse winning helps the conference. They may get seven, eight teams.
I think AJ, who pays a lot more attention to it than I do, he thinks that ACC is the second best conference. He's not big on the Big 12. A lot of people think the Big 12. Some people think the Big 12. He thinks the ACC.
Yeah, yesterday before Syracuse win, this team rankings, they kind of rank bracketology odds and who's going to get in, who's not. Yesterday, they're at 61.3% chance of getting in. Now they're at 88.4%.
Yeah.
So you're probably looking at Syracuse getting in and Duke not. So Syracuse may be the last ACC team gets in, unless there's some surprise run by a team who steals a bid.
Right. And where was Louisville?
I don't see them, which might imply they were kind of a lock. I don't think.
Well, don't they have? Isn't there contact tracing there?
Louisville had already lost. So they lost to Duke.
That's what I'm saying. They just played against the guy that had COVID.
Yeah, we don't know if it's a coach or a player, but your point is made. I get it. I don't know whether Louisville will have to undergo some of it as well. You imagine they should.
Yeah, all they said was it was a coach or a player. That was the first time, right?
Yeah, first time since.
Yeah, Louisville, 13-7 overall, they're in.
Yeah, so I don't think Louisville has to worry. Duke was the upset Louisville in terms of seeding. So, yeah. For the first time in forever, no Duke.
Yeah, sorry, bye.
That's your squad, though.
I like those guys. You know, we always make fun of the good kids that go to class graduate.
Are they the good kids?
And they're upstanding citizens. Oh, I'm sorry, they didn't commit any crimes. Oh, so we hate them?
No, we don't hate them.
They wear sweaters around their necks. We don't hate them.
We don't hate them because they didn't commit any crimes.
Yeah, no, that's why we hate them, because they're all a bunch of great kids.
Sure they are. Yeah.
Christian Laettner doesn't get any better.
Yeah, when he's stepping on people's chests.
Grayson Allen couldn't get it.
When he's tripping people, sure. Florida State, Virginia, Clemson, North Carolina, Louisville, Georgia Tech, Syracuse, Virginia Tech, all considered likely to get in. Some of them definite, others very likely, and Duke was the last team that had a shot if they kept winning, and that one's
beat it,
out
Duke.
The door.
Beat it. Beat it. 7-3, I'm telling you, North Carolina is coming on strong right now. Beating the snot out of Notre Dame last night.
Yeah,
after beating Duke up.
Yeah, Notre Dame was in the game because they hit a buzzer beater the game before to beat, who did they beat?
They beat Wake.
Yes. Yes, but Notre Dame was one of the teams like
Duke. They beat a 6-16 team.
Yeah, it wasn't a great effort. But they, much like Duke, Notre Dame needed to go on an automatic bid run, and that ended last night. Yeah.
Yeah, it's over. No, that's totally over. 1022 ESPN 97.5. Other stuff, the Kansas AD, on top of Les losing his job, Jeff Long out just a couple of days after Les Miles is out. For whatever long said, he and Kansas Chancellor Dr. Giroud met on Tuesday night and agreed that it was the best interest of KU student athletes and the program that Long stepped down as athletic director. Jeff Long was at Arkansas?
He's the one who brought on Bobby Petrino.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Not a very good, doesn't have great radar with these things, apparently.
How did he know that in 2013?
People said, why didn't you know? You mean the LSU kept it so tight that you couldn't find it out with your SEC contacts?
Oh, come on. Is that not
why do you think he got fired? Because
he got fired because all their teams sucked.
No, he got fired because he wasn't going to get fired before this. He got fired because lack of due diligence. He got fired because he didn't suss this out.
Ooh, that's a little harsh.
Of course he did. Why? He wasn't on the chopping block before then. He got fired
because in 2013 he didn't know what Les Miles was doing?
Why else did he just get fired? The teams were still the teams before.
No, because he can't turn the football program around.
But the teams were still the teams before this. Les Miles was going to coach into 2021. The team was still stunk. Kansas basketball doesn't stink, but they're not as good as they've been. They've had some issues with Bill Self. He got fired because they blame him for this.
I don't know. It really was. I don't know. Since becoming chancellor, I spent countless hours with the Jayhawks to hear their perspectives. A common theme in the conversation is that we must strive for excellence in all areas, including athletics. As I've said many times, a successful athletics department is inextricably linked to our mission as a flagship research university. That perspective will serve us well as we identify our next leader, Kansas Athletics. The reason is they still suck at football.
They sucked before the news came out.
Les Miles was not the answer. I think Jeff Long probably loses his job after this year.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're going to suck again.
Sure, you're probably right. But why did he get fired on March 10th?
Because suck.
Because Les Miles news came out. He embarrassed them, and they decided, you know what, Jeff? There's no need to keep you. You didn't figure this out. You brought embarrassment to us, and the guy sucks at his job.
Beat it.
Wait
a minute. Here's what he said. And he said, no, we also did our due diligence by talking to individuals within the LSU athletics department to see if there was anything we should be aware of regarding Coach Miles' tenure at LSU and received no indications of any issues.
Yeah, they're blaming LSU. But, you know, this is not very difficult. If this didn't come out, Jeff Long probably would have lasted to the end of the year. Maybe he does leave when Les gets fired at the end of 2021. But you know what? You're like, this guy stinks at his job. You hired him. And he brought embarrassment
really
to us. Get out.
Yeah, but this really isn't fair.
If it's asked and answered, and oh, by the way, we were given a variety of reasons from Miles' legal counsel why they would not be provided to us. They were asking for any legal documents, reports from Les Miles' tenure at LSU. And he said, we weren't given anything, and no one at LSU gave us any indication. To blame Jeff Long is crap.
That's what they're doing.
I'm telling you, it's because they still suck.
John, then they would have fired him at the end of the year if it was just about football.
No, they were given Les another year.
But what about basketball? Of course, this is not a great basketball.
Yes, they were given Les another year.
Basketball, why would this be about just the football program?
Well, basketball is better now. Basketball actually had a decent year after all.
Yeah, I mean, they started off bad, but why would you get rid of AD?
But they've also had their NCAA investigation issues.
He hired Les. Les embarrassed them, and they said the consequences of you hiring Les and embarrassing us, whether we could prove that you should have known about it or not, is you hired a bad football coach, he embarrasses, you leave too. We'll start fresh.
And you suck.
Well, yes, if Les Miles didn't stink, they may have figured out a way to keep Jeff Long, but you know, because he hired a good football coach, but you hired a bad one, and he embarrassed us, so you both get to go.
Yeah, well, yeah, and they suck. 1027 ESPN 97.
Yes, plus. They do suck.
713-780-3776. It's time to make some shade. Who wronged you in any way, shape, or form? Who you PO'd at? I don't know. Did someone ride a bicycle in front of you on the street and you were like, hey, I got to beep your horn at him and you got to go around him? Did someone have sex with your wife? I don't know.
Does it get that?
Well, it could.
Does it get that aggressive on Make Some Shade?
If your wife is out. No, we've had guys who have been.
No, their wife has been BIA's and they've left. I don't remember. She's an adulteress, yeah. So you've got to. So I'm throwing shade at her.
Yeah. Oh no. But if your brother slept with your wife, you got two people that you want to throw shade at. Right. So this is there could be some issues.
John goes down the darkest timeline with throw shade. It's usually about the boss making them work when they want the day off. It's never like my brother committed one of the sins you hear about in the Bible.
Well, it could be though.
But I mean, it never
you
is.
Throw shade at him. Oh no, we've gotten some. We've gotten some stuff.
It sounds like you're hopeful. That's what it becomes.
No, we've gotten some marital stuff like, ooh, wow, yikes.
Yeah, divorce and stuff. I haven't heard the
you
one.
You ever had one, Dell, that made you uncomfortable?
No, I've never heard one where my I came home and my brother was on top of my wife. We haven't heard that one yet.
Have you ever heard any make some shape where you go, ugh?
There's been some things.
Yeah, there have been some uncomfortable. Yeah.
But not carnal so much. It's just like, ugh, that's uncomfortable. Like, yeah. Lazy J will talk about, like, child support stuff. I'm like, ooh, okay.
Well, yeah, because, well. There you go. Perfect example. What do you have to throw shade about? 703-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 10:31, let's go. 713-780-3776. Seems like this would be a pretty good week for shade. Now, last week was better because then we have a lot of the Arctic Blast stuff, or was it the week before? Yeah, the week before.
Yeah, I forgot what happened last week. I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't think last week was all that great. You guys sucked, actually, if you want to know the truth, I think.
I suggest you guys throw your shade at John, because he consistently tells you how terrible you are.
Well,
you don't like
Listen, you know, it's like a coach just trying to make you better. I mean, you have to. If you can't be coached up, then I'm sorry.
Well, maybe some people need positive reinforcements as opposed to negative.
Okay, stop sucking.
That's not positive.
That is positive. I'm positive they sucked.
See,
and week they got to be better.
You couldn't coach today's athlete or today's caller. Apparently,
I don't want to coach today's athlete.
I would. All that money you make just coaching.
No. Oh well, that wouldn't be bad. All right, who's up first? Jasper, what's going on? Hold on a second, Jasper.
Should throw shade
just
at yourself.
Just slow your roll because Steve McKinney has something to say here.
Someone's forgotten the process.
Let's throw some.
Come on, Steve. You can't cut your own self off.
Why'd you cut yourself off?
Let's throw some shade.
This is Throw Shade Thursday, brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com.
How about that? Steve McKinney was here for the first ever Throw Shade Thursday, and we made him say that, and lives forever.
Yeah. Sorry, no royalties for you, Steve.
No. Okay, unpaid intern. Sorry. Jasper's first up. What do you say, Jasper?
Hey, yeah. I want to throw some shade at AJ and Al and the Blitz and all you guys in there. Running off the best talent from Houston radio has ever known. Okay, I want to let you know that when me and Josh first met at the Trump rally, and I locked eyes with him, and I saw that curly hair, it just did something to my feels, okay? All right, hold on, my pig is getting out of her lingerie, hang on. Okay, I'm sorry about that. But listen, man, that's the greatest thing that's ever happened to Houston radio. And I think that it's ridiculous that you guys got rid of Josh, and it's just unacceptable. And I can't wait for Trump to get in office in 2024, and he come show what's right. Josh and his nation forever.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Oh, I mean, whether you take that as sincere or not, it was said, and he threw a shade at Gal and AJ, right?
Right. Well, for losing the greatest talent in Houston?
No, for running him off. Although,
running him off, right.
And I would respond, but I can't because I don't want to use my shade on that.
No. Dan is here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Dan, throw some shade.
Yo, Cal, you so embarrassing. The University of California is going to put Cal.
I believe that's OU Mike and he's banned.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So no one heard your finish because you're banned.
Well, he's Ka. It's university. Is Cal is going to be Ka now because everybody's embarrassed by Cal?
Whatever. I don't know.
Okay. All right. 713-780-3776. La raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Juanito G, bring back Rahizi Del Vinci.
Del Vinci. Para tres. Gentlemen,
gentlemen, good morning, man. I want to give a special shout out to my boy TJ Adam Beaumont and free my boy OU Mike. Here goes my shade. I want to throw some, make some shade to the culture, man. How y'all gonna ban a half black, half white skunk? You just trying to chase some tail, man. Not even my boy Pepe Le Pew's not even gonna be in Space Jam, and y'all desexified Lola Bunny. What kind of crap is that? Next thing you know, you're gonna take my homeboy Speedy Gonzalez. Just because he's a little rat and he's fast and he's Mexican. Man, that's some crap, bro. I just want to say, eat some chorizo. Shade thrown, man.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Mio. Yeah. By the way, this is for Miss Piggy's catching it now.
For what? For her
if Pepe
constant attacks?
Get it, yeah.
Well, she was very aggressive. She's very aggressive with Kermit. It's clearly he's saying no, and she won't stop.
No, she won't stop. Okay? Hey. It's this bad. Goes both ways. Me too.
It's bad imagery.
Kermit saying, hey, me too.
Yeah, stop it.
Stop it,
no
Ms.
means
Piggy.
No, Miss Piggy.
Yeah. Jay, is it Lazy Jay?
I don't know.
We don't know. It's Jay. What's up, Jay?
Not Lazy Jay. Just Jay.
Hey, Jay.
I wanted to throw shade at my neighbor. He set a fire in his apartment because he left his grill burning overnight, and I had to put it out right before I went to work, and I inhaled a bunch of smoke. So shade thrown at him. The good thing though is he got kicked out. So God bless.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Well, dumbass, don't be leaving your grill on and starting a fire, and everybody's got to inhale your smoke.
Was his meat? Was the meat he left on the grill drier than Lance's? Or
no,
not possible?
By the way, while we were doing Delvincito, Lance dabbed about
so many
50 times.
Times.
About 50 times.
He did a super speed dab.
Yeah, like super speed dab.
Back and forth.
Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. No. He's hanging out because he's got to do a video with me at 11.
Oh, and he can't leave?
He can't.
I thought it was because he was so attracted to the pro day. Yeah, you know, if you would have stayed the other day,
yeah,
you would have been
fine.
He could
be gone now. He could be gone now if he didn't forget.
Yeah, Travis Etienne's on the screen.
He's on.
They
right?
made. Did he cut his hair to look more appealing to draft scouts? Is that what he did? Because that happens. Like guys will cut their hair to be like, look, I'm
all in.
Yeah, I'm a professional.
Well, is he going to be the first running back taken?
Possibly. Will Najee cut his dreads?
No. Najee, and they're going to slow him down too. Apparently. Not Lance is up next. Not Lance. What's up? 713-780-3776. Who wants in? What's up? Not Lance.
Rebels. Hey, guys, this is not Lance Zerline. Hey, I wanted to throw shade to the Josh Rosen of the show. I heard what he was saying earlier this week about me, but I just wanted to call and set the record straight. When all things are equal, he just needs to calm down and suck the hole. All right? I wanted to throw shade because all the negative things he said about Olivia Munn, for his racist draft order, and for his dry-ass biscuit, like Dell always says. Bye, bitch.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Bye, bitch.
Puto.
No, wait. Can't refute. He didn't refute. You can't refute shade.
Yeah, well.
He did comment on it.
He did comment. All he called him a bad name, but he didn't refute what the guy said. Or not Lance said, at least.
No. He hit all your
Well, he's not Lance.
All
he's,
your points.
So he's the bizarro Lance. He's going to know all those things.
Right. No.
What was most offensive for you, Lance? The brisket thing again or something else he said? Because all he did was quote, like, you know, the other guy saying you're a racist because of your draft stuff.
He ain't got no brand. His brand is puto. That's his brand.
His brand is you.
brand is puto.
His brand is
not Lance.
His brand is not you. That's what his brand is.
Yeah.
Stay on your own brand.
Lance thought he could get away with like muting him or just taking shots. Apparently, the guy has a phone.
No.
Stay on your own brand, pendejo.
Talk. You know, someone gets triggered quite easily.
Oh, yeah.
By some,
all you gotta do.
Some fake.
Did he even hear you say which is which was?
Yeah,
prior?
He heard. He gave me the finger.
The guy.
He gave me the finger.
Who left?
He gave. He
his
went double
grill on fire or Lance's brisket.
He gave me double rods. He heard.
That one picture will stay with you forever.
I don't know why you
forever. Ain't going nowhere.
Sorry.
You got any? You didn't want to waste your shade. You got any shade?
No, I was thinking something might come up if someone took a shot at me. I would save it, but no,
oh.
Nothing.
Nobody took a shot, not at me either. Well, just at
Ed. Well, no. Well.
Do you ever get shade thrown at you?
Sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot. I get a lot of shade thrown at me, which it's all stupid. But
I hope, Lance, you should stick around for Throw Shade Thursday all the time. Because
I'm not going to anymore.
If we acknowledge your presence,
yeah.
More people will call in.
Yeah, Lance is here. And he loves when you throw shade at him and his brisket.
Ooh, I just got a text from an anonymous source.
Uh-oh.
Sources close to me tell me that Lance gets triggered quicker than Joel.
Ooh. That's
sources close to me.
I don't know anything about that. I caught it yesterday because I called you Joel yesterday.
Joel got mad at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, he told me he got mad. I didn't know what he was talking about.
Yeah, because I called you.
He's like, Lance, did you leave your... something, your cord or something in here. I'm like, and I said, nope, I sure didn't. Bang. And then I dabbed on him. He's like, hey, I was trying to help you. I said, this is your, I was trying to get this to you. I wasn't trying to say anything to you. And I'm like, but you're yelling at me again. You're yelling at me that you weren't yelling at me. And I think it was the dab that got him.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Because I will dab on my kids and it just makes them like,
it's infuriating.
Dab is what gets people.
It's infuriating. I can see it because it's so old and no one does, and you're doing
I know,
it
that's
and
why
taking
I do it.
Joy in it.
That's
I can see
I do
how it
it's
upset
got a
people.
Level it gets under the skin.
It's like you mother effer.
Like like herpes. Like
like your shoulder.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Right. 10:43 ESPN 97.5. Finish it up strong with news of the weird.
ESPN. 97.5.
Get the latest and greatest in Houston sports with Jerome Solomon on KPRC Channel 2, Sunday nights at 11:30. The guests and the stories that make Houston sports great. Houston Sports Show, Sunday nights at 11:30 on KPRC Channel 2.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. A serial peeping Tom says he is very remorseful, Del. This time around, this is his sixth arrest. Sixth peeping Tom arrest. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how remorseful he is.
You never heard six times the charm?
No. He's African American. He's 30 years old. He's African American. I would think that was a white guy.
A peeping crime. Tom thing. It does pop in your head that peeping Tom is a white guy thing.
Yeah,
but apparently
he's
not.
A bald guy.
That crosses all.
Oh, creepy looking.
It crosses all racial lines, apparently.
Well, yeah, but there is
peering in on women.
There's a lawmaker in. There's a lawmaker who says that they do not want to charge pedophile, or they don't want to change the pedophile laws or make it more harsher because it would be. It would hurt people of color. A Democratic lawmaker opposes Arizona bill that raises sentences for pedophiles because it would hurt people of color. Maybe in Arizona.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
That seems to be a white person crime.
I guess the stories we do.
Are you claiming that for the
for whitey?
Even
because it just seems like
even I won't put that on you. I don't know that to be the case.
Oh,
that's some pedophilia. Like, that's not as bad now.
Like serial
it depends
killing
depends on what race it is.
Well, serial killers are mostly whitey. Mostly Whitey, yeah.
Well, the one with in Washington, in Atlanta.
No. No, oh, historically, it's a it's a white crowd.
Well, the look, bottom line is, a lot of the over-the-top stuff is in Whitey.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
What about the guy with the glasses and the mustache who was in Mindhunter and was helping them catch the other?
Yeah. Oh, that guy.
That's a real guy.
That's
though.
One of the creepiest dudes I've ever seen
that
on TV.
That is a creepy dude.
And by the way, you can actually go see his real videos on YouTube.
By the way.
The actor killed it. The actor knocked that character out of the park.
Yeah. By the way, Buffalo Bill's house is going to be open. The house that they used in Silence of the Lambs is going to be open for visitations. You're going to be able to tour it.
All right. I won't, but that's cool.
No. But if you want to, if you want to go see it. So apparently, here's this new study, Dell. See what you think about this. College men are more willing to help women with erect nipples, according to new research. Do you think that you would help out? Now, if a woman does not have erect nipples, would you go?
My head hurts from this story.
I can't. I'm busy. I can't help you out right here.
If a guy sees visible nipples through a shirt, he's more likely to help the girl if she needs help. Is that the gist of that?
Well, men perceive women with nipple erection as sexually aroused.
Who is doing this research?
Right.
Who's doing
Who
this?
Who decided that this is something that we're going to research?
Who's asking the questions? Did they sit down, I don't know, 500 guys across multiple universities and go, if you see a woman who appears to be aroused, are you more likely to help her? Who's asking these questions? Why is that important?
Well,
who wants to answer that one truthfully?
Yeah.
No. They showed.
Are you sure?
They showed two women. One with erect nipples and one without, and they were like, I'll help her out.
Why wouldn't you want
to
help?
Well, no, the other, here's what you do. Who would you like to help here?
That one.
The other one. Because you know it's a trap. It's a trap.
I would like to help both. That's what you say.
Well, no, what if it's the same person, but one of them they photoshopped?
Well, you can only pick one.
Well.
You can only help one. The other one you can't help.
Is it like this clear and obvious thing to a shirt, or are they, who's spending money on this? Who?
Why is this?
He almost got you on a snare.
He's not going to get me. I'm the master. Who is paying for this stuff?
Apparently, Panda Express has got some problems.
Is it about their orange chicken?
No, that's not the problem. The problem is that an employee alleges she was forced to strip down to her underwear at a seminar that they were having. It was a bizarre self-improvement seminar that quickly devolved into psychological abuse, forced to strip down to her underwear in front of strangers and coworkers.
For what reason? Don't say it, John. Don't say
it. Four on the floor.
Don't say it. Because you know.
No, I just want to. What'd she look like?
I told you not to say it. I said it multiple times. Don't say it. Why is that important? She was forced to do something. It's not about the enjoyment of the people watching. This woman was forced to do something.
Yeah. Well, right, but, you know.
What? What?
I don't know. Did she have erect nipples? I don't know. I wasn't there.
Is this how the last
yes,
two segments always are on Thursdays?
On Thursdays, kind of, yes.
This is every day.
No, he's talking about throw shade,
every
too.
Every day, yeah.
But yes, on Thursdays it's like this, where John can't back away from the
So John
the
brings
cliff.
His own stories up and comments on them, and you let him do that.
What am I supposed to do,
Dell? You can have some control over this.
I just said don't
safeguard the show,
Lance. How many times did I just say don't say
it? I'm sorry, John. Can you tell me what happened to Jeff Long?
Yeah, I saw.
What happened to Jeff Long?
He got fired because
was it Jeff Long's fault?
No, it's Dell's fault though.
Dell, you could get fired for not. His background.
Lance, how many times did I say, don't say it? I said it three or four times, and he still said it.
How many times did Jeff Long ask, was Les Miles creepy?
None. Matter. He probably never asked.
The Oklahoma House has passed a bill that would protect drivers who hit protesters. Do you think...
Oklahoma.
Did you want to move to Oklahoma now?
Well, I don't protest, so it wouldn't really affect me. I don't drive.
But you could hit protesters now.
I don't drive.
It's open season.
I don't know. I don't. That is not.
Hey, get out the rope. Boom.
That is not part of Lincoln Riley's recruiting strategy.
Hey, come to Oklahoma, because if you do want to hit a protester, you're allowed.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a positive for the state, if you want to know the truth.
Whatever.
Ex-Mount Pleasant Township church treasurer is in some trouble, Dell. Stole $150,000. What do you think he spent it on?
Weed and porn?
Just porn. I didn't see any weed in it.
$150,000 on weed?
On porn.
Oh, porn. That's a lot of money.
He's enthusiastic.
That's a lot of money. There's so much free porn. Why? What are you spending $150,000 on?
Do you get special porn if you spend money?
Because even a special porn eventually becomes free. Somebody will steal it and post it online.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what he's doing.
All kinds of great free
stuff. If
you're
going to
steal $150,000, can't spend it on your house.
Spend it on something you can't get for free.
Yeah. Right? I don't know.
That's a bad way to spend the money you stole.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton tells the city of Austin, I will sue you unless you rescind your mask mandate.
I feel like that's a waste of time.
What?
Well, if the city of Austin wants to do that, why do you need to sue them?
Because the governor said no mask.
Yeah, but
the city of Austin is saying yes, we're masking up.
But if they're still allowed,
you can't overrule the state.
Is he going to send in state troops to make sure they?
Well, he's suing.
No, yeah. So what happens?
You can't tell people they have to wear masks anymore.
So apparently,
I want my freedom, Del.
So apparently, the state can say something. The city can ignore it. And the state's only recourse is to sue them for it?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, so how toothless is your mandate if the city can ignore it?
Well, no. Every little local township or city feels like they can have their own. But no, he said no. No, you can't. Well, this is a statewide mandate.
Apparently, they're not listening.
Prosecutor says a Southern California man killed his wife, then propped her body on a sofa in front of their children as they opened Christmas presents. Do you think that...
Isn't that the ending of 000?
Is it? Oh, right. It is the ending.
It's not a wife, but
the two guys were propped up around her?
Yeah, to deliver a message.
Yeah. Do you think that you should kill your wife and then prop her up on the sofa so the kids can have a happy Christmas?
You don't have to continue. No. Do you think you should kill your wife? No.
B.
The obvious response is don't get married. Then you don't have these problems.
Then you don't have to kill your wife.
You don't have to kill anyone. You probably will be very happy.
Right. I don't think that's the best way to go about it, propping her up. She could have missed the Christmas present opening.
Well, the best way to go about it is not killing her to begin
with. Well, that's true, too. But if you had to.
No.
It's 10:56.
No. Hold on. Before we go, no. See, Lance, I'm trying to save myself.
If you had to.
No.
Dale, you realize you're letting all these shots through the five holes.
I stopped him in his tracks immediately. I said, no.
Time for the press box. That's next.
ESPN. 97.5.